Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav, and in the Ezra Tzuris Daf on Chav Beis on Beis on the bottom, and in the article Tzuris Daf on Chav Dalad on Beis on the bottom. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sarabas Biyakam Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah tells us Shloshet Dvarim Rav Gamliel Machmir Kedvar Beis Shammai. There are three things that Rav Gamliel was Machmir with, like Beis Shammai. Number one, Ein Tamnas Achad from Yom Tov LShabbos. No insulating hot water from Yom Tov to Shabbos, which means no heating it up and insulating it on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Also, if Ein Zaykun Esam Nerev Yom Tov, no being Zaykif, which literally means to stand up, a menorah, a candelabra on Yom Tov, and we're explaining the Gemara what this is referring to. And lastly, ve'ein oifen pitin gritzos ella rikikin on Yom Tov. When one's baking bread, he's not to bake nice thick loaves. Rather, they have to be rikikin, which is like wafers or crackers, basically making them very thin. Now, chav kim lanav on top, Amar Gamliel, Gamliel says, mimein shal beis abba, from all the days of my father's house, lo yahu oifen pitin gritzos ella rikikin, wouldn't bake these big, thick, juicy geshmak loaves, rather thin ones. And Amar Loi, they told him, manas lo beis avicha, what should we do about your father's house? Show you machmir al atzman. They're very machmir on themselves, but umikilin al kol Yisrael lios oifin pitin gritzos v'chayri. They're makeable with the rest of the Yidden, that they're allowed to bake thick geshmak loaves, and even chayri, which is loaves baked on coals. So just because that's what your father's house did, that doesn't mean that it's also for everybody else. Says the Gemara, Amar v'chana Amar hadad tamar. This first member of the Mishnah that they wouldn't be timing hot water from Yom Tov to Shabbos is b'shaloi asolay erev tavshilin. That's only if they didn't make an erev tavshilin. Avlam asolay erev tavshilin mutter, but if they made erev tavshilin, so then it was mutter. Ask the Gemara, Mabin Tavshil Mabin Chamin. So what's the difference between a dish and hot water? Why is it they were makbid dafka with hot water but not with a dish? And the answer is Tavshil Darkei Loichoy Menu. A dish is normal to eat from on Yom Tov itself, whereas Chamin Ein Darkei L'Shes Mehen. Hot water, it's not necessarily the derech to drink from them on Yom Tov, and therefore they were machmir not to make hot water on Yom Tov for Shabbos. A dish, yes, but hot water, no. We now go on to the next day. Ve'ein Zaken Nesamunar B'Yom Tov. No being Zaykif and Minar on Yom Tov. What's this referring to? So Adal Dato Omar. This is only said B'Minar Shal Prakim with a candelabra made out of different pieces, meaning if you have to build this menorah, you basically take the branch here and a branch there and the stem here and you connect all the pieces together, that's an issue of putting it together on Yom Tov. That's because they hold that yesh binyan b'kelim, that when you put together a kli that's actually considered binah, and that's why it's a problem on Yom Tov. Aval menorah she'enish al prakim loibida, but if it's a menorah that's not a prakim, it's just a regular candelabra that happened to have fallen down, then that's not a problem, it could be picked up. And we have a story, kada talmida Rabbi Yosi, like the talmida Rabbi Yosi, havin yisivin, they were sitting, and Nafas Minarta Kumehoin, the menorah, the candelabra fell down in front of them, and Vahava Kolchad Vachad Shamit Garmeva Arak, every single person slipped away and ran because they want to be machmir on themselves, but really, al pi halacha, it's permitted. Now we go on to the next thing in the Mishnah, in oifin pitin gritzos el rikikin, that we're now in bake big, thick, geshmak loaves and Yom Tov. Rather, it has to be like thin wafer or cracker like loaves, and the reason why this has to be is mitarshat miagei, since you tire him out by having to make a whole bunch of small little cracker loaves, afu eno oifa el otzarchai, then he's going to make sure to only bake that which he needs and not more than that. If you allow him to make thick geshmak loaves, which are pretty easy because once you have the dough made, you could just plop a whole bunch of big thick pieces in the oven, then he might end up baking unnecessarily. But if we tell a person that he has to make just these small wafer cracker like loaves, then he's going to make sure to bake only what he needs and not more than that. Now the Mishnah concluded with them telling the household of Rabban Gamliel that your father was makel for the rest of Klal Yisrael, that not only are they allowed to bake big thick geshmak loaves, but also chayri, which we had explained meant loaves of sort that were baked on the coals. Now the question is, where does this lashon come from? So Chav Gimel Beis on top, Rav Acha Shamal Amanada, he learns from the following. The pasuk says, "Umechari ha'af hagadol azeh." And literally translated, this means, "What's this terrible flaring or burning anger?" And so that's the reason why these loaves are called such, because they're put directly on the flames or on the coals. Now Rabban Shamal Amanada, the Rabban learned from the following. The pasuk says, "V'kinei shleisha sali chayri al raishi." This is a dream being related to Yosef with the three baskets of loaves on his head. And over here, sali chayri is understood as large geshmak juicy loaves, because those would be fit for parai, and that's where lashon of chayri comes from. Moving on to Halacha Zayin, the Mishnah tells us afu amar shloshet dvarim lahakel. He, meaning Rabbi Gamliel, also said three things. Lakula, number one, mechavdin bein hamitos, that one's allowed to sweep in between the beds. Back in the day, they would eat their meals on beds or couches of sorts that they would recline on, and everyone had their own individual table in front of them. And so he allowed sweeping in between this area after the meal to get away all the crumbs and whatnot. And he was not chayshish for ashvuyeh gumos, for smoothing out the floor, which is usually a problem. Also, umenichnas hamugmer b'yom tov, that is permitted to put the mugmer, which is like frankincense or some sort of incense, on the coals on Yom Tov to create a nice smell. And thirdly, va'osin gedima kolis b'lo yipsachim, that's permitted to make gedima kolis, which is basically roasting a goat. In the same exact way they would roast the carbon pesach, that's allowed to be done on Leil Pesach, even though they're not in Yerushalayim and it's not during the Beis Hamikdash. V'cham ha'osin, l'cham asr, all these things, that's the first thing because it's a shvui gumais. The second thing because it's not necessary, it's not oichal nefesh, this is not something for everybody. And gedima kolis is a problem because it looks looks like it's Kodshim, people are going to think they were able to bring Kodshim outside the Beis HaMikdash. And so that's why they asked for the Gdima Kolas. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Shemesh from Gamliel, Hayim Chavdim Ben Amitais. Now, Amr Blaz Rab Tzadik, he tells us that Pa'am Harbe Chalte Eats from Gamliel, there were many times that I ate with Ram Gamliel, Veloy Hayim Chavdim Ben Amitais, and they would not sweep among the beds, meaning among these couches that they ate on. El rather, what was their practice? Sedinim Hayu Parson Al Gabi Aretz, they would spread out sheets on the ground before the food was served, and Kivan Shahayu Archim Yaitzin, once the guests would leave, Hayu Kaiplon Aysan, they would fold up those sheets, and all the crumbs and food droplets were there, and that's the way they, so to speak, swept the floor. They weren't actually sweeping it, they would just take the sheets away, and basically like a tablecloth on the floor, and that's why they were able to clean it. So Gemara tells us, Amrulai, they told her Blaz Reb Tzadik, Im Kain, if that's really what they did, then Af B'Shabbos Mutar Lasus Kain, even on Shabbos is Mutar to do this, not just on Yom Tif. Now, the next statement of the Mishnah regarding this Mugmar, this incense that was put on the coals, Shemesh Reb Gamliel, Hay Machnisin Sa Mugmar Be Magufa, the family of Reb Gamliel, they would put the Mugmar, this incense or this frankincense, inside a Magufa, which is basically the special kli that the incense was meant to be burned in, and that means that they would be putting it on the coals on Yom Tif. However, once again, Omar Blazer Tzadik, he tells us, Pa'am Harbi Achalti Eats Reb Gamliel, or many times I eat with Reb Gamliel, Lay Machnisin Sa Mugmar Be Magufa, they wouldn't put it in this Magufa, Ella, Pardiskim Hayu Ma'ashnin Me'erv Yom Tif, they would fill Pardiskim with smoke on Erev Yom Tif, which is basically some sort of kli that you could put incense in, light it up, have it fill with smoke, and close the holes or close the top, however this kli was structured, and this aromatic smoke would be contained inside, and then v'kimin shahayu archin echnasin, when the guests would come in on Yom Tif, hayu paitzchin echnasin, they would open them up. So they did this before Yom Tif, not on Yom Tif, says Reb Elazar ben Tzadik. So Amar Lo, they told him, if that's really so, off b'Shabbos mutar lasus kain. It's more to do this even on Shabbos. Now on to the third thing, v'asin gedim kolas b'lei p'sach v'cham aishrin. So first thing Mar clarifies, ezui gedim kolas, what exactly does this mean, a gedim kolas? And the answer is kulay tzli, the entire gedi is roasted, roish al kurav al kirbay, its head is on its legs and on the insides, and that's exactly the way the carbon pesach was roasted. And that's the reason why Chacham asked this, because it literally looks like a carbon pesach outside the Beis HaMikdash, so people are going to think that you could bring kachim outside the Beis HaMikdash. However, says the Gemara, shalak miktas, ubishal miktas, if part of it was shalak, which means very cooked, or just regularly cooked, even though the other part is roasted, ain't zak gedim kolas. That's not a problem with gedim kolas, because it's not completely roasted. Now another day, machnisin gedim kolas, b'lei liyam tefarishin shal chag, u'b'lei liyam tefachron shal pesach, one is allowed to make this gedim kolas on the first night of Sukkot, or on the last night of Pesach, because this obviously has nothing to do with the Karban Pesach, so people aren't going to draw any mistaken conclusions. And furthermore, machnisin egel makolas b'lei liyam tefarishin shal pesach, one's allowed to make an egel makolas on the first night of Pesach, avol loy gedim kolas, but not gedim kolas, and the reason why is because an egel is a calf, and the Karban Pesach can't be a calf, so no one's going to draw any conclusions from here that, oh, you could bring kachim outside the Beis HaMikdash. Everyone sees that it's an egel, and that it's not a gedi. Now, Tony, we have a brisa, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi tells us that Toydas or Tavdas Ish Roimi, Hinigal Anche Roimi, Shiu Oichlin Gedim Kolasim Blei Psachim. This fellow, Toydas Ish Roimi, he was a very chashev yid, he was very influential, and he instituted his minig with the people of Rome that they should eat this Gedim Kolas on Pesach night. So Shal Chamim V'amrulai, the Cham sent him a message and told him, Yulule Sha'at Toydas, if you weren't Toydas, Lahiyinu Menadin Oisach, do you think that we would not put you into Cheirim? Meaning we definitely would put you into Cheirim for what you're doing. Now, first we just explain Mahu Toydas, who exactly was this Toydas fellow that he deserved this deference by the Chamim, that if he wasn't him, they would have put him into Cheirim. So Aruch Hanani explains that Havim Shalech Parnasa in the Rabbanon, that's because he sent Parnasa, he sent a lot of funds to the Rabbanon, and because of this, they didn't put him into Cheirim. Now we just go back to discussing why they would have put him into Cheirim, Chavtaharam Rafa on top, because Loin Nim says, maybe as a Rabbim, Lide Achilles Kachim Bechot, doesn't it turn out that you're going to cause a lot of people to eat Kachim outside the Beis HaMikdash? She called, maybe Sarabim, Lide Achilles Kachim Bechot, Sarach Nidoi. Anyone who brings people to eat Kachim outside where it's allowed to be eaten needs to be put into Nidoi, needs to be excommunicated and put into Cheirim, and doing this Gdi Makolas B'lai L'Psachim is going to mislead people into thinking they could eat Kachim outside the Beis HaMikdash or outside Yerushalayim or even when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, once again, if he wasn't Chashav, if he wasn't Taidais, they would have put him into Cheirim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.